Awesome. Hey, let's all stand. Just want to remind you guys tonight that we have a really special opportunity just to worship the Lord together, to pray together, to intercede on behalf of one another, to just enter into the presence in the middle of the week. I know that sometimes, Wednesdays can be long days. We got 2 days ahead, and I'm really grateful that we get to get together in the middle of the week and just worship, right? To get refreshed, to get renewed. And to just hang out. Hey, let's pray together and then we'll worship. Lord, we just say that we're here for you. Can we all lift our hands tonight as we start this? God, we just say that we're here for you. Lord, we want to worship you. We know that you're here with us, that you're dwelling with us. God, and we just want to surrender every burden at the feet of Jesus tonight. We know, God, that when we surrender, when we come to you with open hands, Lord, that you use what we give you, whether it's broken, whether it's complete, whatever it is, God, that you take our ashes and you make them into something beautiful. So tonight, Lord, whatever we're battling, whatever we're struggling with, we lay it at the feet of Jesus. We want to take hold of the joy that's in Jesus' name and worship together. We pray this in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
nobody for darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Breathe, call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing.
Let's just sing the name of Jesus. Sing Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, silence every fear.
Silence fear.
Hold on to
Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness.
There's a word in scripture, and it's tehillah, and what that means is the spontaneous expression, the spontaneous worship of the heart. You know, we see Paul talk about it when he says, sing songs, hymn, and spiritual songs. That spiritual song's tehillah, it's the spontaneous worship of the heart. You know, we sing the name of Jesus, that it has the power to make the darkness tremble, to wipe away every fear, every doubt, every insecurity, every worry. We can lay before the name of Jesus. And so tonight, you know, I want to do something, it may be a little uncomfortable, but let's just put that scripture into practice. Just begin to sing the name of Jesus. Just begin to let your heart sing a new song. That you're laying down, you know, whatever it is tonight at the feet of Jesus, whether it's singing his name, whether it's praying and just saying, God, I need you to do something in my heart. I need you to do something in my life. I need refreshment. I need refillment. I need refining, whatever it is. Just begin to worship the Lord in your own way.
We invite you in. invite you in. God, we need you now. We invite you in. We need you again. We invite you in. God, we need you now. We invite you in. We need you again. We invite you in. God, we need you now. We invite you in.
We need you.
We need you again.
Come.
We invite you in. Bring your spirit now. We invite you in. We need you again. We invite you in. Bring your spirit now. We invite you in. We need you again. We invite you in. Bring your spirit now.
Lord, we know that you're here with us. And would you just allow, continue to allow your spirit to fall fresh in this place. Lord, we're saying that we need you. That you can have the world, but give us Jesus. The lover of our souls, the refiner. The one who's taking us from glory to glory. Or would you make us more into the image of Christ? Would you allow our hearts to just erupt with praise? Or because of the things that we're believing for, the things that we're hoping for, the things that we're praying for and knowing that you hear all of it, that you see all of it. Or we want to build our house on the firm foundation that is Jesus. Because we know when we put our faith in other things, Lord, that those things are like sinking sand. Lord, when we build our house on Christ, Lord, that we can rest in all your promises, that we can trust in who you say you are. That we can cling to you. So as we continue in worship, as we continue to look to the firm foundation that's Jesus, would you remind our hearts what a treasure we have?
Is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaking, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down. Faithful through generations, so why would he fail now? He won't.
Peace that makes no sense, so I won't be going.
It's a song of faith for somebody tonight.
And they came and flew, and my house was built on. Oh, I'm gonna make it, and I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through.
Amen.
God's good, amen. What a great song. You can have a seat for a few moments, just want to share a bit from the Word and then lead us in a time of prayer. Man, God's with us. He's right here with us tonight. Thanks for coming out for this night of prayer and worship. You've probably noticed that the last few days, Academy is all messed up. All kinds of crazy messed up. You know, if you were driving north to south to get to the church tonight, there's a water main out at Meadowland, and it's just dead end after dead end. And I was coming from the radio station at Woodman and I-25, hit that, so I jumped over to Montebello, and Montebello was a dead end. It's closed for some reason as well. So all the traffic on Academy is on all these side streets. And does your life ever feel like that? Does your life ever feel like the main artery is closed and everywhere that I go just seems to be a dead end? And we all carry a lot of pain and disappointment in our lives. And Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted, and he came to carry our griefs and carry our sorrow. And you're going to do something with your pain. I think we've all realized that in our lives. A lot of times, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, sexual sin. It's really about the pain in our lives that we're looking for answers. We're looking to numb that pain. There's a deeper reason. And instead of going to drugs or alcohol or sexual sin, sometimes we go to good things like exercise. I'm going to work out all the time because I don't know what to do with this pain in my life. Or I'm going to pour myself into my career because I don't know what to do with this pain. Or even our family. I'm pouring myself into my family, but it's really I'm trying to deal with this pain. And ultimately, we need to go to the Lord. And my prayer tonight is that each of us would encounter the cross, that we'd encounter the cross afresh of Jesus going to the cross for us. Like, why did he go to the cross for us? Lots of reasons. Because he wanted to die for our sins, to provide forgiveness. He wanted to communicate to us that he values us, he loves us enough. One of the reasons that he went to the cross is to carry our pain, to carry our sorrow. A lot of times people say, well, I understand what you're going through. And they really don't, right? Because they may have gone through something similar, but they haven't really walked your specific journey of pain and disappointment. But Jesus does know, and he understands. So I want to read a couple of verses out of Isaiah and then lead us into a time of prayer. This is Isaiah 53. It's a prophecy of Jesus. Surely he bore our griefs and he carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Surely he bore our griefs and he carried our sorrow. Then Isaiah 61 speaks of Jesus as well. And Jesus actually got up and quoted this in regards to himself. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord's anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. And he sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Part of the reason that Jesus came was to heal the brokenhearted. A few years ago, I read a book called A Grace Disguised by Jerry Sitzer. And Jerry was in a minivan with his family in Idaho. It's late in the evening, got in a car accident. And his mom died, his wife died, and one of his children died. He survived, and two of his other children survived. And he kept having this dream of a sunset. And in his dream, he desperately didn't want the sun to set. He didn't want to face the darkness. There's this reoccurring dream, and it haunted him. And he was sharing it with his sister. This was in the season after this accident. And his sister said that there's one other way to get back to the light. And that's to embrace the darkness, to embrace the sunset, to embrace the pain. If you're like me, a lot of times in my life, I don't want to address the pain in my life. I don't want to address the sorrow. I don't want to address the disappointment. I want to run from it. But it's when we run towards it, when we run towards that pain, that so often we meet Jesus. And I really felt tonight, just in prayer for tonight, that Jesus wants us to take our burdens to the cross. He wants us to take our burdens to the crucified Savior. So for a few moments, we're just going to wait upon the Holy Spirit. We're going to express those pains to the Lord, express those disappointments to the Lord, and meet him. We know information about the cross, don't we? A lot of us do. But it's the revelation. It's the revelation of, man, Jesus died for me. He knows my pain. He knows my sorrow. And he wants to provide comfort. Blessed are those who mourn, for they are comforted. Maybe you've got a lifetime of pain that you've been trying to run away from. And tonight, Jesus is like, I gotcha. You're at the night of prayer and worship. And you thought this was going to be about interceding for others. But God wants to meet you in your pain. He wants to heal your brokenhearted. And he's good at it. Jesus is good at it. He's the great physician. So let's go to him. Let's pray together. Let's just get on our knees before the Lord. Just take, if you feel comfortable, just right where you're at. Let's kneel before Christ. And Jesus, we thank you that you went to the cross for us. That you're a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And to some level, we have information about the cross. But right now, through the power of your Holy Spirit, would you reveal to us Jesus Christ and Him crucified? So we wait upon you, Jesus. Show us another aspect of your suffering, something that we haven't grasped before. Just wait in this moment. Seek Him for revelation. And then think about your pain in context of His pain. And bring that pain to Him. Have you been rejected by somebody that you love, that was supposed to love you? Jesus understands that rejection. Allow Him to comfort your heart. Have you experienced abuse in your life? Jesus understands that abuse. Have things not gone the way that you planned, the way that you set out, and you're disappointed? Jesus understands that disappointment. He said, "Take this cup from me." What's that pain that you're just going, "Man, Father, would you take this cup from me?" He understands. Jesus, would you come right now in these areas of pain in our life, and would you heal our broken hearts? Would you meet us? Nothing else can fix it. So we give you our burdens, we give you our pain, and the great exchange, and receive your comfort. Take us deeper into fellowship with you. We thank you for your sacrifice for us. We thank you for your death and resurrection. We thank you for the other side of the cross that's followed up with you, Jesus, being risen from the dead. That you're going to bring purpose to this pain. That this life is not all that there is. There's glory that awaits. And hope in this life. So we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together. Let's continue in worship. Let's continue to wait upon the Lord. And this is your sanctuary. This is time for us to meet with the Lord. And if you'd like to take some time to pray, there's things that are on your heart and you want to go to a quiet part of the sanctuary to cry out to the Lord, to intercede on behalf of others. Maybe two or three of you pray together. But just allow the Lord to really lead you and guide you and meet you as you wait upon the Lord. We're told in Isaiah 40 that those that wait upon the Lord, that their strength will be renewed. And that's not passive. This is passionate of just us waiting on God, seeking Him, following the leading of the Spirit. Maybe the Lord will put upon your heart to go and pray for someone. So, Lord, we do continue to surrender this time to you. Holy Spirit, we know that you're here with us, that you live inside of us. And would you guide the worship team, guide Billy, guide all of us as we draw near to you. Thank you for your promise that as we draw near to you, you'll draw near to us.
Come on. if it's too hard to sing, we sing, you are always. Even if it's too hard to see, we sing, you are always. You are always good. And you will forever be you. You will never leave, no. You will never leave. We see you will never. You will never. You will never leave. 'Cause
let's sing Jesus, I love you.
And Jesus, I love you.
Oh, how I love you.
Jesus, oh, how I love you.
Oh, you're the one, my.
You are the one.
Lift your voice, it's our heart song.
Jesus, I love you.
I love you, Jesus.
Oh, how I love you.
Sing it out,
my. You are the one,
the only one.
My heart adores.
You reign above it all. You reign above it all.
Thanks again so much for worshiping with us, for being here. It's always a blessing for us to just get to fellowship and really just seek the throne together. So we love you guys. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you this weekend.